This is Mary McChesney interviewing Douglas Nicholson, who lives at 50 Alamo Avenue in Berkeley, California, and the date is February 12th, 1965. First, I'd like to ask you, where were you born?
Omaha, Nebraska.
What year was that?
1907.
And where did you receive your art training?
At the University of California, a major in art, AB 1936.
That's the university here in Berkeley?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And how did you first make any contact with the government-sponsored art projects?
Working as an apprentice to Ray Boynton, who was painting fresco in a quite tower on the Public Works of Art project.
How were you approached for that position? Do you remember who came to see you, or did you submit an application, or?
I submitted drawings to the man I think who was the representative of the Treasury at the DeYoung. And I suppose on Ray Boynton's recommendation, I was made his apprentice and worked on Coit Tower for a period of 2-3 months. But as time continued, I simply turned in my drawings to the representative at the DeYoung.
Was that Walter Heil?
Walter Heil was, of course, the director at the DeYoung, the man who now directs the Legion, the Palace, the Legion of Honor, was Heil's assistant. At the moment, I can't think of his name. He approved the drawings for acceptance. Someone else paid out the checks.
Mm-hmm. Had you been a student of Boynton's before at the university?
Yes.
He was one of the first people in the Bay Area to begin using wet plaster fresco, wasn't he?
I rather think so. He'd been painting in tempera and in fresco, and he knew both mediums as mural mediums quite well.
What was his background in fresco work? Had he studied in Europe or in Mexico, or what was his contact with that?
Boynton's?
Yes.
No, I don't think he was in Europe at all. He went to the Art Institute in Chicago about 1911. I think he finished then. Came to California and taught and exhibited in San Francisco. He taught at the San Francisco School of Fine Arts, what used to be the DeYoung School of Fine Arts, and then at the university, and it was at the university in his courses in 1928, 9, and 30 that I worked with him as a student.
Then when you went on the Coit Tower job as his assistant, what was your actual job there? Did you do drawings or research or painting?
No, ground color, transferred cartoons to the brown plaster coat, helped Ray Boynton in any way I could. Some painting of small details. He did practically the whole panel, the whole wall that he was doing, about a 30 by 10 foot wall himself.
His particular fresco was about 30 by 10. Where is it? Is it on the first floor as you go in?
On the first floor, and as you enter, his is the first one you see. You enter from the north. Go through a first portal and then a second portal set in a wall to enter the elevator. The wall in which the second portal is set is Ray Boynton's.
I see. What's the subject of his mural?
The West, in a general sort of way, as surveyors, a lunette of over the portal of sun and moon, figures of farmers tilling the land,